全国英语等级听力考试强化训练第二集，
模拟试题二十一，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Excuse me, is it my turn now? I've been waiting for some time and I was wondering...
I'm sorry, the doctor is so busy.Text 2.
Have you ever been to Hangzhou before?
No, never. I wish I could go to Hangzhou this summer. My parents promised me to take me to Hangzhou in my summer holidays. I'm looking forward to a visit to the beautiful city. Text 3.
$5, please.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't notice the sign, no smoking.
There is no excuse. $5, please. Text 4.
How do your family survive when the food prices are so high?
We have a garden and some fruit trees, and we bought a sheep the other day.
Text 5.
Do you think it is a good play?
What I don't understand is the very beginning.
你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Text 6.
Sue, you've been working for the whole morning without a rest.
I know, but look at those papers on my desk.
Come on, let's go out for a cup of coffee.
I'd love to, but I can't.
Your work can't be finished in such a short time. Why don't you just take a break?
I'm up to my ears in work. I have to finish this report.
You'd work better if you took a break.
Maybe you are right. I'll go with you.
Let's go to the shop at the street corner. Sue, you've been working for the whole morning without a rest.
I know, but look at those papers on my desk.
Come on, let's go out for a cup of coffee.
I'd love to, but I can't.
Your work can't be finished in such a short time. Why don't you just take a break?
I'm up to my ears in work. I have to finish this report.
You'd work better if you took a break.
Maybe you are right. I'll go with you.
Let's go to the shop at the street corner.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 7.
Mike, I heard that you had chosen politics this term. Is that true?
No, I've changed my mind. I'm taking economics this summer, Jenny.
Why economics?
I've always wanted to have Mr. Johnson as my professor.
Well, things are not always as good as you expect.
What do you mean?
He was my professor last term. I didn't think he was excellent.
They said he was intelligent, and his class is always organized.
So he is, but he's behind the times.
Behind the times? You mean his ideas are not updated?
He's teaching the same thing he taught 10 years ago.
If what you said is true, I may consider changing to another course.
Mike, I heard that you had chosen politics this term. Is that true?
No, I've changed my mind. I'm taking economics this summer, Jenny.
Why economics?
I've always wanted to have Mr. Johnson as my professor.
Well, things are not always as good as you expect.
What do you mean?
He was my professor last term. I didn't think he was excellent.
They said he was intelligent, and his class is always organized.
So he is, but he's behind the times.
Behind the times? You mean his ideas are not updated?
He's teaching the same thing he taught 10 years ago.
If what you said is true, I may consider changing to another course.
听第八段材料，回答第11至13题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Text 8.
Here we are, Mr. Harris. This is the hotel. Let's get off our bus.
What a lovely place it is. Look at the design. This is one of the most beautiful hotels I've ever seen.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after a famous queen in Egypt.
Really? Is it the well-known Cleopatra?
Exactly. You seem to know a lot about my country, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt is a place I've been dreaming to come to visit for my whole life.
Then you will certainly have a great time staying here during the coming 7 days.
I can't wait to go to the beach. How far is it from here?
It's a 2-minute walk. Let me show you the route later. In fact, you can enjoy the view of the sea from your room.
Good.
And the weather in Egypt recently is neither too hot nor too cold. Here we are, Mr. Harris. This is the hotel. Let's get off our bus.
What a lovely place it is. Look at the design. This is one of the most beautiful hotels I've ever seen.
Yes, it is. The hotel was named after a famous queen in Egypt.
Really? Is it the well-known Cleopatra?
Exactly. You seem to know a lot about my country, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt is a place I've been dreaming to come to visit for my whole life.
Then you will certainly have a great time staying here during the coming 7 days.
I can't wait to go to the beach. How far is it from here?
It's a 2-minute walk. Let me show you the route later. In fact, you can enjoy the view of the sea from your room.
Good.
And the weather in Egypt recently is neither too hot nor too cold.
听第九段材料，回答第14至17题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Text 9.
Welcome to our show, Mr. Thompson. You were one of the members of the crew to fly over the South Pole together with Mr. Bird, weren't you?
Yes, that was an experience never to be forgotten.
That was in 1932, wasn't it?
Yes, 3 years after Mr. Bird's flight over the North Pole.
You did expect the journey to be tough, didn't you?
Yes, we knew that it would be a great challenge for all of us, but it was more than we could imagine.
Tell us about it.
At one point, it seemed certain that their plane would crash. It couldn't get over the mountain unless it rose to 10,000 feet.
Then what did you do?
Bird at once ordered his men to throw out 2 heavy food sacks. The plane was then able to rise.
Look at the photos of the mountains taken by you. I think all the troubles you went through are worthwhile. Welcome to our show, Mr. Thompson. You were one of the members of the crew to fly over the South Pole together with Mr. Bird, weren't you?
Yes, that was an experience never to be forgotten.
That was in 1932, wasn't it?
Yes, 3 years after Mr. Bird's flight over the North Pole.
You did expect the journey to be tough, didn't you?
Yes, we knew that it would be a great challenge for all of us, but it was more than we could imagine.
Tell us about it.
At one point, it seemed certain that their plane would crash. It couldn't get over the mountain unless it rose to 10,000 feet.
Then what did you do?
Bird at once ordered his men to throw out 2 heavy food sacks. The plane was then able to rise.
Look at the photos of the mountains taken by you. I think all the troubles you went through are worthwhile.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 10.The Renaissance means 14th to 16th century Italy, as well as the development in varied fields of art. The Mona Lisa is a typical example. It expresses the spirit of the Renaissance, and it is believed to best exemplify the new lifelike style of painting. Being a mysterious masterpiece painted by Leonardo da Vinci, it has been studied by people ever since it existed. During this period, lots of changes have taken place in the fields of arts,philosophy, and science. An example of what has been described as a Renaissance man is Leonardo. He was a skilled inventor as well as being a painter. His notebook, which he carried wherever he went, included astonishing drawings of machines which were not to be built until hundreds of years later. The Renaissance means 14th to 16th century Italy, as well as the development in varied fields of art.The Mona Lisa is a typical example. It expresses the spirit of the Renaissance, and it is believed to best exemplify the new lifelike style of painting. Being a mysterious masterpiece painted by Leonardo da Vinci, it has been studied by people ever since it existed. During this period, lots of changes have taken place in the fields of arts, philosophy, and science. An example of what has been described as a Renaissance man is Leonardo.He was a skilled inventor as well as being a painter. His notebook, which he carried wherever he went, included astonishing drawings of machines which were not to be built until hundreds of years later.
全国英语等级听力考试强化训练第二集，
模拟试题22，第一节，听下面5段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中 选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Can I park my car somewhere near the bar?
See, there's a parking lot across the street.
Oh, okay, thanks. Text 2.
How's your new diet? Have you lost any weight yet?
No, but I feel a lot better.
I have a friend who lost 50 pounds in 4 months using diet pills.
That's so dangerous. I'm trying to improve my health by a balanced diet.
Text 3.
I think the party begins at 7.
So we have half an hour to get there. Text 4.
The Eagles will give a performance tonight. I've got 2 tickets. Would you like to go?
Sure, I will. Where did you first hear this music group?
Over the radio. I hear they are big in Europe. Text 5.
Bob, I really need to talk to you. I have a little problem.
Hey, what are friends for? You can tell me anything.
You see, I need to borrow some money.
第二节，听下面5段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C3个选项中。选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料，回答第6至7题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
Text 6.
Hello, this is John speaking.
Glad to hear your voice. It's Mary speaking.
Listen, Mary, can we fix the date for the meeting?
Sure. Oh, what about Saturday, May the 6th?
Sorry, I'm going to New York on Friday, and I'm staying there for 2 days.
What about Monday afternoon, then?
Hello, this is John speaking.
Glad to hear your voice. It's Mary speaking.
Listen, Mary, can we fix the date for the meeting?
Sure. Oh, what about Saturday, May the 6th?
Sorry, I'm going to New York on Friday, and I'm staying there for 2 days.
What about Monday afternoon, then?
听第7段材料，回答第8至10题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Text 7.
That concludes the Consumer Report for tonight. Let's go over now to Jerry Ryan and find out what's happening in the world of sports. Jerry?
Thanks, Sarah, and good evening, sports fans. It was an exciting day in world soccer. Mexico defeated France 7-6 in the close game that offered spectators plenty of excitement. The game between Canada and Argentina ended in a tie, 3-3. And in a game that's still in progress, Italy is leading Haiti 2-1 with 30 minutes left to go.
That concludes the Consumer Report for tonight. Let's go over now to Jerry Ryan and find out what's happening in the world of sports. Jerry?
Thanks, Sarah, and good evening, sports fans. It was an exciting day in world soccer. Mexico defeated France 7-6 in the close game that offered spectators plenty of excitement. The game between Canada and Argentina ended in a tie, 3-3. And in a game that's still in progress, Italy is leading Haiti 2-1 with 30 minutes left to go.
Text 8.
You're going to be very disappointed with me.
What makes you say that?
Well, remember I was supposed to save you a seat?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't able to do it.
Oh, why not?
The truth is, I tried, but the usher wouldn't let me.
I see.
I feel bad. After all, you were counting on me to save it.
Take it easy. These things often happen.
You aren't upset?
No, that's okay.
You're going to be very disappointed with me.
What makes you say that?
Well, remember I was supposed to save you a seat?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't able to do it.
Oh, why not?
The truth is, I tried, but the usher wouldn't let me.
I see.
I feel bad. After all, you were counting on me to save it.
Take it easy. These things often happen.
You aren't upset?
No, that's okay. Text 9.
Phew! So that's the end of the term at last.
Yeah, it has really been a hard term. 3 new subjects. I never imagined that I would be able to complete this term so smoothly. Chemistry has been so difficult for me.
Yeah, I've also found it difficult. Anyway, we have been through all the difficulties now, and I plan to have a rest in the summer.
Me too. Are you going somewhere in the summer? I am going to the beach for at least 1 week.
Really? I am also going to the beach for some time. My dad told me that he would take 1 week off and take the whole family there.
I am going with my friends, Sarah, Jill, Susan, and Catherine. So when are you going?
My dad said he would be free next week. Before that, I will stay home and help Mom with some housework. How about you?
We are leaving tomorrow. We can't wait to go there. There are so many exciting things to do there.
Yeah, good luck to you.
You too.
Phew! So that's the end of the term at last.
Yeah, it has really been a hard term. 3 new subjects. I never imagined that I would be able to complete this term so smoothly. Chemistry has been so difficult for me.
Yeah, I've also found it difficult. Anyway, we have been through all the difficulties now, and I plan to have a rest in the summer.
Me too. Are you going somewhere in the summer? I am going to the beach for at least 1 week.
Really? I am also going to the beach for some time. My dad told me that he would take 1 week off and take the whole family there.
I'm going with my friends, Sarah, Jill, Susan, and Catherine. So when are you going?
My dad said he would be free next week. Before that, I will stay home and help Mom with some housework. How about you?
We are leaving tomorrow. We can't wait to go there. There are so many exciting things to do there.
Yeah, good luck to you.
You too.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Text 10.In the 13th century, the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick had a cruel idea. He wanted to know what language children would speak if no one talked to them. He selected several infants and threatened the people who cared for them with their lives if they ever talked to the infants. Frederick never found out what language the children spoke because they all died. About five centuries later, in 1799, a naked boy was captured in France when he was about 11 years old.It was believed that he had lived in the wild for at least 6 years. When the boy was found, he made no attempt to communicate effectively. Such circumstances bring up an important issue in language. Namely, what are the biological and environmental contributions to language? Scientists have been working hard all the time to give a satisfactory answer to this age-old question.In the 13th century, the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick had a cruel idea. He wanted to know what language children would speak if no one talked to them. He selected several infants and threatened the people who cared for them with their lives if they ever talked to the infants. Frederick never found out what language the children spoke because they all died. About five centuries later, in 1799, a naked boy was captured in France when he was about 11 years old.It was believed that he had lived in the wild for at least 6 years. When the boy was found, he made no attempt to communicate effectively. Such circumstances bring up an important issue in language. Namely, what are the biological and environmental contributions to language? Scientists have been working hard all the time to give a satisfactory answer to this age-old question.